My name is Nick, and we are The Books. You are listening to KWVA Eugene, 88.1 FM. Shabadoo.
Good enough for you?
The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of KWVA Radio or the Associated Students of the University of Oregon. Anarchy Radio is an editorial collage providing analysis and opinions of John Zerzan and the community at large.
It's a cold hard fact, to be exact. It's a one-sided story and it's action-packed. One, you rule by money, the power that it brings, and if you think that's funny, well,
two,
when it changes hands, you can rub out a nation, tear up the land. Now we got a war in every nation. Savages were heathens, they had to be taught. God is on your side when a battle is fought. We gave them the book, showed them how to read. Pointed our guns, showed them how to breathe. Took what we wanted, left nothing but shame. Pointed our fingers and we shifted the blame. Life is one big competition. The race is on, you're in position. Push, shove, beat the rest. You ain't worth nothing if you're not the best.
Take care of the table.
You gotta have the biggest and the fastest car. Gotta have a staff symbol if you want to fall. So you better be prepared. Tread on others. Spit on your sister. Stab your brother.
Take care of the table.
Spit on your sister. Stab your bro.
Stay where you are, stay where you play, stay satisfied, the smile on your face. my sight.
You know that love commotion always got a mile.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Anarchy Radio, October 17th. That was Steve Ignorant plus DJ Johnny Dinell. And, well, like 25 years ago almost. Kind of an anti-Civ thing there, I guess, from out of the past. Anarchy Radio is available streaming away, kwvaradio.org, and it's archived in QuickTime these days at archive.org. Give us a call at 346-0645. 541 is the area code if you're not around these parts. Well, let's see. There's nothing too much, nothing too hilarious about Iraq. The key word is carnage and the blood all the time, every day. But I thought this was, well, I don't know what you'd call it, but yesterday the call from Bush to the Iraqi president, oh no, we're not going to pull out. just struck me, shades of Saigon like 30 years ago. Oh no, we're down, you know, we're backing you up all the way. And the U.S. can't even hold Baghdad. Yeah, it's it won't be too much longer, I predict, actually. 300 million people here in the U.S. of A. as of this morning, evidently, in your development news. Actually, I got a bunch of development news. Probably go to that a little bit later. But, you know, just a reminder, there's still a lot of room out there. 6 billion people, but 36 billion acres. There are about 4 or 5 people per square mile in Australia. So let's not give up hope. Let's see. Well, my big news, I was in Boise for the first time. My first trip to Idaho last week was at the Western Museums Association annual do there Wednesday, Thursday with Alice, and we did a panel anti-civilization-wise, and it was great. It reminded me, in some ways, it reminded me of the experience we had last summer in Istanbul at the Global Architects Congress. I forget the exact name of it, but giant thing. This wasn't thousands and thousands of people. It was probably 500 or 600 people. And we got to do a kind of workshop thing on Thursday afternoon. And even before we did it, there was quite a buzz. It was really a very interesting kind of pre-thing reaction that was going on. There were a lot of people talking about it. And afterwards, and Alice stayed on for the whole thing. She didn't come back until Sunday. It wound up Saturday night over there. But she said, one woman told her, for example, she stayed up all night. She was up all night. It was so highly engaging, and it really, there's a lot of stuff there. So that's good to know. A very fine discussion. And museum professionals mainly, but some very sharp people, and it was a great deal of fun, as well as getting to do that. The person who, and I mentioned this last week, I mentioned the, can't think of his first name, Professor Bishop from the University of Houston. He was the keynoter at the opening festivities, the opening ceremonies, and they acknowledged people, and they gave an award to someone we know, which is a very neat thing. But he gave this talk. It was so canned, and it was not only canned. It was just this pro forma, pro technology future, this effusive thing. Well, there might be some bumpy spots, a little turbulent along the way, but it's going to be fine. It's great, and we've got all these great outcomes ahead of us. And I don't think anybody was swallowing it. I was just burning, you know. And there was no Q&A, so I didn't get to comment. I'm not totally sure I would have, because we were going to get to do our own thing, but it didn't go over. People are not swallowing the same old stuff so much. We didn't talk to anyone who was at all impressed with Professor Bishop. And then so he showed up for our thing, and he stood in back kind of toward the door as if he was going to bolt if it got a little too wild, too heated. It didn't, but Bishop gave part of the windup of his thing, as it turned out, he gave the five things that technology gets rid of, and it's just sort of a general, these are sort of, to a large degree, kind of abstractions. And he talked about space and materiality and time and so forth, kind of a general thing, and how technology impacts that. But not, there was no critical, there was nothing negative about these things, you know. And so anyway, I kind of reworked my comments, and I said, I'd like to give you the five biggest lies that technology presents. And so I went through that, and it was quite good. It's a real stimulating discussion there. And well, people were talking about it quite a lot afterwards, I was told. So definitely worth going over there and getting to check out Idaho a little bit, too. It was cool. Well, let's see. Got some news. Oh, some announcements. First of all, the campus, the spring tour that Kevin Tucker and I were going to do, that I talked about to some degree, it's officially been moved to the spring. And there is the factor that very difficult to arrange a fall, to arrange fall speaking engagements in the fall. I mean, and nothing happens in the summer because, you know, schools aren't functioning in the summer as a rule. So, but I was also, frankly, I was kind of wondering, well, maybe that's not the whole deal. Maybe they're just not too interested and nothing much is happening here. But got some emails saying, as if they were wanting to let us know that wasn't the deal. They just said how, with the school bureaucracies and so forth, the way that turns predictably slowly, that it's just, it doesn't happen. That's why all these things do happen in the spring. So anyway, if you're out there, especially in the Midwest, we might even extend this into the East a little bit, because we got one or two contacts from New York that I don't know what we're going to do exactly. But if you are out there and you have any connections to schools which might be able to sponsor us, keep it in mind. We're just going to shoot probably for somewhere around in April, maybe like the Earth Day week or two in there, early May, something like that. So we're going to do it, but not so soon. Deadline for stuff for the next issue of Green Anarchy, we pushed that forward a little bit. So it's not too late. It's more or less November 1st instead of October 1st. But if you're thinking of submitting something, please do, whether it's news, an article, poetry, art, you know, whatever you like. You can contact, you see the contact information in the magazine, I assume. And you can also email collective@greenanarchy.org. On December 5th, pretty early to announce this, but I ran into some folks that are doing this, and I thought I'd at least throw it out, spread the word a little bit. December 5th at Sam Bond's, which would be pretty much the one-year anniversary of the whole so-called eco-terrorist crackdown, the whole green scare persecution, prosecution thing. I think the first six people were arrested on the 7th of December, and so there's going to be an evening at Bond's in the Whitaker here in Eugene. Be music, speakers, it'll be informational, kind of a benefit, and so forth. So you might want to mark your calendar about that. Okay, some news. Don't have tons of news here. I didn't collect a lot of news. Oh, the other announcement. This just in. Blacksmithing demonstration at Skinner City Farm by the river there, up by the the end of Lawrence.
There's gonna be two blacksmiths down there showing people their portable rig.
Portable rig all afternoon too,
yeah,
on Saturday.
Yeah, it's from 1 to 6 on Saturday. They're gonna do. I think there's gonna be fresh apple cider there too.
Oh, great!
Somebody has a press, and we're getting a bunch of apples, and it'll be fun.
Down on the urban farm. That's, yeah, this Saturday from 1 to 6, October 21st. Oh, excellent. Yeah, that's one of the new community farm spaces, and there are different activities down there at the corner of Cheshire and North Lawrence in the shadow of Skinner's Butte, shall we say. All right. Well, from France, yesterday, kind of highlight this thing. Yesterday, there was an ambush in some suburb, largely Arab suburb of Paris, it sounds like. This has not gone away. It was about exactly a year ago when this was major news. Lots of arson and uprisings in the suburbs, especially in Paris, but it spread into other countries. Well, acts against cops went up from, this is an amazing number, 3,842 aggressive acts against officers, is the way they state it, 3,842 in 2004 to 4,246 in 2005. And in the first 6 months of this year alone, there have been nearly 2,500. So, and yesterday, a cop was injured. 30 or so people ambushed a police cruiser. So that, that they haven't been exactly totally pacified. In eastern Athens, in the Zografou district, some 80 people attacked a police station late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, smashing windows and damaging five cars after a show at the Technical University, one of the universities in Athens. I'm so glad I'll get to be there. Not much more than a month. Several gigs there, two in Athens, one in Thessaloniki, and one down on the island of Crete, probably at Heraklion. And somebody was asking, well, what about these anarchists? Are they sort of leftists? I've seen some red and black flags, and I don't know. I can't tell you, but I didn't meet any. I was there in 2002, and maybe it's indicative of something that they want me to come back, and I'm not too down with the the syndicalist leftist wing of the thing. And I met a lot of people, but I didn't meet any of them. Maybe they're probably there. I don't know if they are or not, but they weren't much in evidence. The meetings I had and the different events and so forth, it wasn't clear to me. The blogger and anarchist Josh Wolf is now he's almost at 60 days in a federal prison for refusing to surrender video he shot of a violent San Francisco event in which a cop had his skull fractured. This is July of last year, July of 2005. He's not going along with the grand jury order to hand it over. Meanwhile, Eugene's own Jeff Hogue is still in the county jail. I think it's Douglas County. No, that would be Roseburg. It's the county below that. I think he's back at Grants Pass. What is the county below Douglas County? I forget. Josephine County? Is that right?
I think so.
Anyway, it's Grants Pass, yeah.
Yeah, Grants Pass is Josephine County.
Okay. Yeah, he got back here once to Lane County Jail, but it seems like a fairly obvious punitive move to keep him away from his partner and from friends and supporters up here in Eugene. That's, what is that, about 150 miles away. Anyway, I hope he's doing okay. Jeff has sure been hanging in, just like Josh Wolf has been. Okay, the Cardboard Chaos deal hits the road next month, mid-November, November 17th to the 19th, vigil in Georgia to close the School of the Americas. I'm not going to say anything. It just speaks for itself. The Puppetistas, this is the fourth annual deal, giant puppets, political theater, mass pageant, more giant puppets, colorful mass pageants, giant puppets. Yeah, okay. Well, what do we got? You know, I just saw this a little while ago, thanks to Carl. This just, I don't know who this Tyler Graff is, but I wonder if he's been studying from, he's kind of an OC character, right? Oregon commentator. That just dawned on me. Maybe that's it. He kind of hates everybody and kind of...
The hate issue, right.
Every time they put out a zine, it's the hate issue. Somehow, maybe this guy's, I don't know if he is or not, but he hates hippies. He hates everybody in Eugene, it sounds like. And, he hates hobos. And he hates frat guys, but then, anyway... Who doesn't, right? Come on. That's okay. Eugene is also known for its militant activists. A lot of these people belong to the Green Anarchist Movement, locally led by John Zerzan, who is a bitter old hippie, taken to the extreme. Eugene is filled with Zerzan enablers, people who believe that technology is evil. And then he goes on to say, well, they ought to ban technology, and then all the hippies and everybody else would get a disease because there'd be no technology for their healthcare, I guess. So, as I was saying to Carl, I may be old and bitter, but I've not ever been too much of a hippie. Thank you. Gonna have to pay this guy a visit. I don't know what that's all about, but and he gives me an enormous credit for. And what about those Zerzan Enabler t-shirts?
Yes,
I think we ought to
get.
I still haven't even got my KWVA t-shirt. I'm frozen out. I don't even get a t-shirt.
Wow, that's cold.
Still haven't got it.
That's a hint.
That's a hint, right. It's not as bad as a memo in the box saying, time to move on, you bitter old hippie. Anyway, just to prove I'm not totally bitter, I'm just going to use this anyway. This is kind of, everybody's seen this. Everybody's ever flying. You get bored after a while, you pull out the Sky Mall magazine, you know, with the great things you can get. It's just incredible. Here's one that I like a lot: a rechargeable magnetic slimming belt. It melts away harmful body fat just by wearing it. It's only $50. It's just great. Oh, and this is a good one: the laser-guided pool cue. There's a little laser beam, and it goes straight out of the ANSI, so you can see where you're going to hit the ball, the cue ball. I mean, you think you're, an inch away? You don't know where your cue is going to hit the cue ball? $60. And this is another indispensable thing. Make it easier for your dog to get up on the couch. There's a picture of a dog climbing these stairs. Actually, to get up on the bed.
Most people want to get their dogs off.
Not people who buy stuff from Jet Mall, I bet. Wow. A two-step one is only $80. If you have senior pets, as they politely put it, dog can't crawl up, you know, and some mangy old dog can't get up on your bed anymore. Jeez. And my favorite of this issue is the Breckfix cereal dispenser. It's a plastic thing, and you push the button and the cereal comes out into your bowl. So let me get this straight. You got to open the box, pour it into the plastic thing.
Throw the box away.
Push the button. Wouldn't it be simpler just to pour the cereal out of the box? I don't know. I guess I'm technologically deprived or something. It's $80.
It's what?
$79.99. The day's first meal will never again be a messy, time-consuming chore. Look at that. It's incredible. Oh, it's so messy and time-consuming to just tilt the box and have the cereal come out. I hate that. It ruins my whole morning. Oh, God. Well, speaking of marketing, here's a couple of, I know it was last week, as a matter of fact. I'm not so old that I don't recall, but let's see, what was the ad? It was, the computer ad. It was a Cisco one for Human Networks. Remember that? And it had no computers in it, just these children, and it was all about human networks. I mean, of course, it's a computer, an ad for computers, but they were somehow hiding that. just kind of remarkable. Well, here's a pretty good one. It shows a guy in the redwood forest. It's standing next to his car. Aww. He's got kind of an antique car. Kind of nice, the sunlight's coming in. It's okay except for the car. Chairman and CEO, Enterprise Rent-A-Car. To everyone who helped our company grow, 50 million thanks. We are the largest car rental company in North America. And this is what the ad's about. Enterprise Rent-A-Car will be funding the planting of 50 million trees over the next 50 years. So it's okay that they're the biggest car rental company on the continent, but, you know, they're planting trees.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cars must be okay, I guess. You know, they're not killing the forest or anything.
They're funding trees, then, yeah.
It makes it all fine, I think. Yeah, there's just a million of those. There's actually another one today. This is from Walt Disney Corporation. Walt Disney has decided that they would curtail the use of its name and characters with food items that do not meet new nutritional standards. In other words, they're taking a big stand against junk food. It says, selling junk food? Not with Mickey Mouse's likeness, you won't. But isn't Disney kind of mass media junk food? I mean, with one hand, they do all this horrible stuff, but then they try to, you know, buff up their image by stuff like that. It makes sense, of course, in a weird corporate way, but you wonder, is anybody swallowing that? Does that really do it? I don't know. Well, let's see. Well, that's great, Carl. Thank you for getting that to work. Carl tried last week and couldn't get it to open. But we got that UK thing. There were two different versions even, huh?
Yeah, there were. I kind of like that one better.
Yeah, it was good. We probably never played the other one. Let's face it. We might. Okay, maybe we should. We got other music. Why don't we take a music break here? 3460645.
This is Kill the Slave Master, huh?
Snuck it in there.
Yeah, it is. Okay, here we go.
I'm gonna keep Kevin happy. We'll be right back. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of KWVA Radio or the Associated Students of the University of Oregon. Anarchy Radio is an editorial collage providing analysis and opinions of John Zerzan and the community at large. Well, we're back and waiting for the phone to call, 346-0645. Well, last week it was 39 years ago that Che Guevara was killed in Bolivia. And it could be that he was one of the very last sort of missionary figures in the sense of going out and expecting a response from indigenous people to modern political movements. That's one way to put it anyway. And well, of course, now there's another urban leftist commandante. Oh, excuse me, sub-commandante. But... And he certainly has his supporters. And for some reason, that reminds me of... got to have a weekly Noam Chomsky feature here. There was... on Friday, there was an interview made public that was actually taped on October 6th about Latin America. He, of course, knows a lot about U.S. policy vis-a-vis Latin America. It's mostly about U.S. policy. But anyway, this is your anarchist here. And I'm just going to jump into the middle of this thing and just quote. This is Chomsky. "Keep your eyes on Ecuador. There's an election coming up." And of course, that was at least the first round of it was held 2 days ago. "Election coming up in about a week, a likely winner. Korea is an interesting person who's recently asked what he would do," so forth. Chomsky, the anarchist who never got a majority, is actually entering the political arena for the first time in 500 years. Well, that's a debatable thing. I mean, that's, shall we say, not an unmixed blessing. I think it's a good thing. It's quite essential for the ascendancy of techno capital in South America, as in some other places. But there's not a hint of any kind of problem with that in terms of Chomsky's thinking. Well, a colleague of his actually at MIT faculty, so they're not colleagues in that sense, but they're both. They're both at MIT. This is a book about capitalism and work under the what he calls the new capitalism, which is what Zygmunt Bauman called liquid modernity, ready for downsizing and so forth and moving around. And this goes along with undoubtedly more deep-seated tendency or development toward de-skilling, away from craftsmanship on the job, and this has been discussed for decades. Puts it, he talks about the triumph of superficiality, and actually, when you put these two things together, one interesting point is getting back to the mobile, fluid nature of existence, social existence these days. Well, it's a kind of, that's really a fixed, if you will, even though that's a kind of contradictory thing to say, but that it's really the way reality is, not just the way the capitalist world is operating right now, more and more so in terms of Excel. When you sum it up, it is not a pretty picture. This is not something that one should just accept and even elevate. And I think Sennett, who's He's written a number of books, and he was a friend of Foucault, although you could hardly imagine somebody with a different, but kind of gets to some bottom line things, and again, in terms of the superficiality. And that, actually, again, that is a component, a very important component of the postmodern culture, and the idea that depth, sense of it, you just get this sense that that's the way it is. That's the way it is, and you just have to deal with it. Which actually reminds me, for some reason, one thing that's going on right now, not only here, I'm sure, I was looking for something, but anyway, these canvassers, hello, are you a registered voter, and how many times, like gnats or flies, you know, you have to shoo them away all the time. Well, if you want to, I just feel the need to trot this out, is, I think, two parts. One is, well, it's not going to go away. Here it is, and you got to deal with it. You may not like it, but which I object to the fatalism, the self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, it is going to go away if I have something to do with it. In other words, we shouldn't just say, well, isn't thing, the part of the legitimation process is that things get worse. If you don't vote, they'll get worse. Well, you could say, how could they get worse? But you could also say, there's no alternative. And that's, you know, just on the most obvious level. And what was signed yesterday in Washington in there, no peep from anybody else. Some opposition? What would that mean? Any more than in terms of the war or immigration? All these people are just trying to be as backward and warlike and racist as the other party. So what? It's not the way to go, in my opinion. It's the whole system of representation is not shouldn't be reproduced or upheld. Well, I was reading something and I realized that, as usual, it's very, very strong articles in there. Maybe you have to get out of the U.S. to find something that's decent. But the cover story, kind of a long story called Going, Going, Gone. It's not enough to be told again and again that another species is on the brink of extinction. We need to know what we can do. You can become a member of the nature conservation organization Pro Natura, and you can find out all about the lynx. You concerned about the spiny seahorse? Don't buy dried seahorses, and you can join or find out about this. You get the idea here. There's another one, ponds. Well, ponds is not a species, obviously, but kind of disappearing. What you can do, put a pond in your garden. That's the main suggestion there. Bumblebees, about half of Britain's bumblebees, I guess there are several species of bumblebees, are in dire. The Galapagos tortoise. This is a fabled one, I think. The Moby Dick guy wrote a book or a story about...
A tortoise?
Yeah.
We're listening to tortoise right now.
We're listening to tortoise?
Yeah.
That's amazing. The Galapagos tortoise, well, it gets a little vague here, but you want to secure a sustainable future for the Galapagos ecosystem. Well, of course, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a little bit vague there, but... And the ecologist gets fundamental stuff, you know, it's an obvious question, but because meanwhile, it's hard to say something good about in these times. It's a pretty decent article in the current issue about China's growing desert. I mean, I thought it was, and I guess it is mostly the effects of desertification. So as industrialization rides on, I guess you could just join a group called Save the Farmland or something in China, but I don't know really how much good it would do. Meanwhile, the Oregon Bioneers are having all the nice stuff. Let's be green, let's be sustainable. And I don't get any real take on what is going on a basic level. I don't know. I kind of don't. So, and another one. Here's along these lines. It's kind of contributors here, well, 45 to be exact, about terms. And they all write brief essays or contributions that have to do with various nature terms. It's about a vocabulary of place at this time. It's a conversation about place, blah, blah, blah. America at this time, yeah. It's apolitical but very patriotic, Lopez said. Wow, everything sounds fine, doesn't it? Let's just have a nice coffee table book about issue. There's another big story. I was quoting from the current Eugene Weekly, but the Oregon Quarterly winds up with the result of the writers' combined effort was a synergy truly magnificent. And these are terms like coulee and karst and kettle, rill, archipelago, you know, all that sort of thing. Yeah, once again, just sounds pretty nice. Like, not in touch with reality, anyone? Agency, this is yesterday, warned that as many as 30 countries could soon have technology that would let them produce atomic weapons. Soon, quote, in a very short time. That's exactly, I don't know exactly what that means, but you get the idea. The left has no critique whatsoever. And of course, nuclearism is the tip of the iceberg, a very, very scary tip of the iceberg. But and then it just becomes like a political issue, and there'll be another crisis or 30 more to join Iran and North Korea. But the system keeps trying to get people to play its game. I mean, this is an article the other day about voting. There's a survey. Legislatures in 16 states have loosened voting restrictions on felons in the past decade, making it easier for... Sure always has. Wow. Okay. Well, the spinach thing... This is another way to introduce this, and it has been introduced a little bit, the question of the few people who died and the many, many people who got sick, which is being advanced, namely irradiation, irradiated food. Hey, you don't want to get sick. You know, never don't question the massification, the poisoning of the soil and so forth, the whole... apropos of the desertification thing, the Communist Party, late last week, is now determined to make a commitment to social harmony. This is great. Here's the quote from the party leaders: "Androme, the ensemble of things that are coming so fast, and not, of course, just from China." But development makes for harmony. It doesn't make for inequality or hierarchy or alienation or death of the biosphere. Oh, no. Doesn't at all. Counterpart to the development, and that is the other side of the coin, which will speed up the ruin of it all. Here's a report from Bloomberg Markets, which is probably the most keen. Barrel of crude oil, it's about $60 now, will spiral to $200 and keep rising. Yeah, peak oil. You don't have to listen to Richard Heinberg. You can listen to the capitalists themselves. Meanwhile, Consumer Reports has a cover article. All the green liberals and everybody, they think it's their baby and it's so wonderful. No, that's if it's useful to the system, obviously. That's why these people are behind it. Except it's too costly now, and, you know, all the things that we know about wind power in wiping out health and sanity in the subcontinent. Well, one more. I could probably reach in here and get... And it's exactly a rating or a reading of how much industrialization there is. Today's New York Times... Boys and girls both. Puberty, pubic hair, you know, the whole thing. It's because of widespread industrial and pharmaceutical pollutants which interfere with normal sexual development of all kinds of species. Yeah, have some news fairly shortly about who's going to be on deck next month to team up with Carl, and I hope we might have a guest or two before that in the next month. We'll see. So we got some music to go out with. Thanks for listening.